The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
I had to keep an appointment with a man that's getting back. I ran from the field and I never looked back.
Rousing start, taken off, I think, the new DVD, which, not unsurprisingly, is called Live. His name is Andy Cowan. He's out of Victoria in Australia. I took that track from the Blues and Roots Promotions, Volume 4, which is a compilation of some of the best of the Australian blues and roots musicians, which comes out about twice a year thereabouts. And it's a great way of finding out musicians you wouldn't normally find out. And as I say, looking at his website, I think that's going to be the new DVD, taken from the album Live, A Tale of Two Cities. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven on BFBS FM across the world, AM on the Falklands, Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course as an MP3 and a podcast. Welcome to the show. Mix of blues, both new and old, of course, the usual thing, and all different types of genres as well. I had, normally you can get a feel for when the show's coming together. Is it going to be electric? Is it going to be acoustic? It's a bit of everything. Try this. Here's somebody who's never been on The Raven and the Blues before. I interviewed her very badly, it must be said. We just didn't get on. 20 years ago, I guess it would be, in Germany. Her name is Tracy Chapman. Here she is off the album Juices Wild, together with B.B. King, and the song that he wrote, The Thrill Has Gone.
Thank you.
great, great voice. Tracy Chapman, B.B. King together. The album Juices Wild from 10 years ago. And the thrill is gone. I know I'm going to get emails. We'll come to the emails I got from last week. I know I'm going to get emails as to why it was such a rotten interview with Tracy. I think probably the reason was that I'd really, really rated her. I loved her songwriting. I loved her voice. I was really excited. That's just one of the things. Secondly, though, it was in Germany. And I think I was about fourth or fifth after lots of other German radio stations. And the German interviews in English were always a bit odd sometimes. Sometimes they would ask a question in German and then ask it in English, and then Tracy would answer, and then they translate her answer back. And so they became very stilted. Other times, some of the interviewers I used to work alongside from the other German radio networks would ask the most appalling questions. Whatever it was, we sat down, I knew what I wanted to ask, and it was just like a shutter went up. That was it. I got monosyllabic answers. And in the end, after about 4 minutes, I sort of said, Tracy Chapman, thank you. And I think of all the interviews I've done over the years, and I've done quite a few, it's because I was probably doing four or five a week in radio back in the day in Germany. It has to be one of the ones which still sends a shiver down my spine. Okay. While we're talking about emails, so lots of people, it's always nice when I play a track from a band and then they sort of respond back saying thanks for playing the track. So Brian Tosoff in Canada, thank you. Juan Fernandez in Mexico, you aren't in the band, but you work at Mexico City Airport and listen to the podcast there. Bullfrog Brown up in Estonia, they've got a new re-release. The same stuff coming around again, but with some extra bits. More of that a bit later in the programme. Ray Dorset, Mungo Jerry in Herford in Germany, thanks for your email, Ray, and a great link to Bert Whedon. And if you don't know who Bert Whedon is, he's the guy who taught so many other people how to play the guitar. The Riotous Brothers, I played a track from them. They've said thanks for that. And finally, Dave Hill in Cone, one of the organisers of the Great British Blues Festival taking place at the end of August. Thanks for your emails. Here's a great CD which we featured first about 6 months ago. Jeff Kronkel, he's a recording guy, and he heard of this singer called Odell Harris, this blues man, and decided, and Odell was very difficult to locate and find, but he decided he would try and record him. And so a date was set up and the whole thing was organised and Odell pitched in. Now, you don't see Odell working at any of the blues shows. He often doesn't even work at juke joints. He just works in people's living rooms and things. And he came and recorded this album in one night and then went away again, disappeared. And Jeff Kronkel hasn't seen him since. The album, therefore, is it's called Searching for Odell Harris. And this is a track taken from it, recorded. It's about 5-6 years ago now, I suppose. No, it's a bit less. 4 years ago. This is a track called On Your Way Fishing.
Fishing, babe. Stop by and give me a ride. On your way fishing, baby. Stop by and give me a ride. I ain't caught nothing over here. Think I'll move to the other side. Thanks for the ride.
can't hear the crowd there. That's Odell Harris, recorded, I got the dates wrong, only in July of last year in the small town of Ocean Springs in Mississippi. And as Jeff on his sleeve note says, in fairness to Odell, it wasn't entirely his fault. For the lack of a readily available recording studio, we were allowed to set up in a makeshift studio at a local blues club who said they would close early. Unfortunately, they didn't tell the crowd that, and so the crowd didn't go away. And those who stayed behind had no intention of keeping quiet. Throughout the session, car keys were dropped, chairs clattered, and drunken voices chattered on. Our efforts to minimise the noise were met first with blank stares, then visible contempt, and eventually threats of physical violence. Being more of a lover than a fighter, I decided I could live with a little background noise. As for Odell, well, he's not a man who takes instruction very well. Simple requests like, try singing into the microphone, were met with bemused smirks. The session dragged on all night until 7:30 the next morning. On now to something I discovered in the course of this last week. Cece Adcock, together with the Lafayette Marquis, or some of them anyway, were guests here on the studio about a couple of years ago, about this time actually, it would be around about June or July, and together with them was the producer of the album, Lafayette Marquis, Tucker Cordell, and I was searching to see if Cece Adcock had got any new material out, because it had all been very quiet. I went to his record company, Yep Rock, nothing there, and then I found a link to a movie made by Room 609 Films called The Promised Land. And the more I sort of researched into it, it's a story of Cece Adcock going around Louisiana and the sort of the bayou areas of Louisiana, speaking to the musicians and speaking to the people who live there. So it's more like a sort of a documentary rather than a movie in that respect. They've got an 18-minute trailer on their website, which is quite long for a trailer. And so it looks like it's almost made. And it's magical. It really is. The feeling, there's a little bit of Oh Brother Where Art Thou in terms of the cinematography, but just the feeling of the whole thing and the band. A little band of gold are just great, great on it. And so I'm going to sort of try and contact Tarka and Cece and say, look, you know, even if it's not properly finished, can we get hold of it somehow? It really is fine. It's worth checking out. I'll put a link up on the website, room609.com, and look for the films. And I've grabbed, I hope I'm going to be okay with this, I've grabbed some audio from it. Cece Adcock, The Little Band of Gold, and some of the soundtrack of the movie. You will hear, therefore, some actuality as well. But just listen to this great Louisiana bayou sound.
Pass me down that spoonbread, baby. You ain't eating like you know you should. Got a little piece, got a little baby. Pass me down that boondown, baby. It ain't money, but it sure tastes good.
pass me down that spoon bread, baby.
All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fucking around about that,
baby. Pass me down that spoon bread, baby. It ain't gonna go to something as good. Pass me down that spoon bread, baby. It ain't gonna show to you.
Sure seems good. Last piece, as you can hear, is in the car. It's the little band of Goldhead from one village to the next in Louisiana. The Promised Land is the name of the movie, eventually, perhaps. I'm not quite sure why. I think it's been in making for quite a few years, and why it stopped, I don't know. CC Adcock, Tucker Cardell are involved in both the producing and also the conception and the whole bit. And it has a great, great feel to it. And if you can find it, then drop an email to them and say, get this movie out if you possibly can. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. It's 24 minutes past the hour on this Friday evening. We've just had Odell Harris from Searching for Odell Harris. Let's stay in the Harris area of the record library. And this is Corey Harris. The album came out a month or so ago called Daily Bread. And this is a track called Lamb's Bread. Fusion album, as the influences really, what does it say? Roots and bedrock together. Corey Harris, the album Daily Bread, out on Rounder Records, which I got about a year ago, I guess. And that is a very reggae-influenced track called Lamb's Bread. Next week on The Raven and the Blues, we're going to have a live guest. Otis Taylor is going to be coming to the studio and recording, and we're going to be doing a mostly acoustic set, acoustic and harmonica anyway, and just sort of here in the UK promoting the new album Definition of a Circle, which has had rave reviews in lots and lots of different important music websites and things. We're going to feature a track now from the album, which also has somebody who I'd love to get on the show, I must admit. He's not very far away. He's only about, I think, 100 miles away, and we've been trying a little bit every now and again to sort of say, Gary, would you like to come down? Gary Moore on guitar, Otis Taylor, The Definition of a Circle, the album, and this is Love and Hesitation. Well, Gary Moore in the Sphere Studios in London and Otis Taylor in the Immersive Studios in Boulder, Colorado. How do they do that? That's taken from the album Definition of a Circle, been out about 6 or 7 weeks or thereabouts. And Otis Taylor will be my guest in next week's programme. And if you're a subscriber to The Raven and the Blues as a podcast, you'll also, between now and then, get the full-length interview. Otis will be with us before the show goes out, if that makes sort of kind of sense to you. Great stuff indeed. Where am I going now? Oh, I know, yes. Seeing as that was pretty electric, let's have something much more laid back. And it's an album which I've been waiting to get hold of, and it just arrived this last week. It's Tony Joe White. I know we featured him last week on the One Hot July album, but this is the one that came out last year. It's called Uncovered, and it's Tony Joe White with a whole raft of friends, people like Eric Clapton and Waylon Jennings and Michael McDonald and Mark Knopfler. And here he is with somebody who is as laid back, if not more laid back, than Tony Joe White can be. The first time I've heard the two of them together, and what a perfect pairing. It's Tony Joe White and JJ Cale together, and Lou Velda.
Outside, it's not a dream. New Velda, New Velda, come on.
unlike the previous track with Otis Taylor and Gary Moore, recorded different continents. I kind of thought that has to be, just listen to it, it has to be the two of them sitting on the same front porch. Sadly not true. Recorded in the Church Street Studios in Franklin, and JJ Cale in the Airstream Studios in California. Great stuff. Great album too. Tony Joe White uncovered the album from last year there with JJ Cale and Lou Velder. Okay, let's move further south now and into Louisiana, and an album produced by Duke Robillard. We've featured it quite a couple of times before. It comes from a great guitarist and singer called Dave Gross. The album is Take the Gamble, and here he is with Mess on My Plate.
Prospects on my mind. Then I get to thinking I'm so blind. Suddenly the situation turns, my outlook's not so good. When was I supposed to learn and do what I should? I forgot to leave you, baby, and now it's too late. Now I'm stuck here, pretty mama, with a mess on my plate. Time lunch rolls around, I begin to consider why I don't leave town and leave the problems with her. She gets under my skin and my head fills with doubt. Somehow I got sucked in and I can't get out. I forgot to leave you, baby, and now it's too late. Now I'm stuck here, pretty mama, with a mess on my plate. My patience is growing dim, my anger in second gear. Wish you'd throw me out, slam the latch on the door. I don't know how to leave, don't want me hanging around no more. I forgot to leave you, baby, and now it's too late. Now I'm stuck here for the mom with a mess on my plate.
Mess on My Plate, album from towards the end of last year, I guess. Take the Gamble, produced by Duke Robillard, and that's Dave Gross there with Mess on My Plate. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. If you'd like to drop me a line wherever you're listening in the world, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Last week I was musing as to why I get far more emails, much more response from people who listen as an MP3, and it seemed to touch a nerve with loads of you. And you all said roughly the same thing, and it's something which I was being stupid about, really. And that is, of course, if you're listening as an MP3 on the computer, not so much as an MP3 on your iPod or whatever, travelling with it, but if you're listening sitting at your machine, it's so much easier to quickly, when I say something which touches a nerve, you quickly just sort of hit the email button and so send. And thanks to many of you for pointing that out, and also all the nice emails which came in as well, and the nice comments. And I'll get to the individual ones along the way. One of the bands that I featured, or one of the artists I featured over the years, that seems to engender a bigger response than many others, is a guy out of Canada called Paul Reddick. I featured him many, many times over the years, but I've had, it's only about six or seven emails from people saying, I listened to Paul Reddick and the Sidemen, or Rattlebag, or what the various albums I featured, and I've gone out and bought the album. And it's always nice when people sort of email me to say that I played something which touched the nerve. Anyway, Northern Blues have put together a compilation. It's called Review. It's basically the best of Paul Reddick. Good sleeve notes inside, 18 great tracks, and so much information I didn't know about Paul at all. It's an amazing life he's had. So anyway, it's some of the tracks obviously we featured on the programme before, but not this one. This is taken, I think, off, and the Sidemen, Paul Reddick and the Sidemen. Paul Reddick, anyway, the album Review, and this is Second Street.
Thank you.
is the best of Paul Reddick. It's called Review. It's out now on Northern Blues Records and well worth it. If you've liked his other work, this is really sort of, they brought together about four or five albums, compiled and pulled the very best out of all of them. And that is a track called Second Street. If you mention Iowa City and listen to any of the blues podcasts, you immediately think of Tony Styler Denison, because that's where he does his blues show from down from beautiful downtown Iowa City. He's not the only blues guy there, because the next person on the program was originally from Iowa City, now based in Madison, Wisconsin. His name is Kelly Parder Cooper, and here he is with a track called Crazy Girl.
The news I'm gonna bear for two. Crazy girl like you. You take me dancing and you leave me on the floor. Spend all my money as you. Cigarettes and all my credit cards. You think it's funny when I wake up in the yard? You do. Crazy girl like you. Another weekend and you throw up on my lawn. I look to you.
Came out last year in the States, here in the UK, in Europe and the UK, came out this year. It's called Brand New Bag. That's Kelly Parder Cooper and Crazy Girl. I've got time for two more if we rush. So let's keep the tempo in that same vein sort of thing and have this one from Guy Davis.
Travel across the sea to find my shaky puddin' and bring her back to me, boys. Bring her back to me. I looked outside my window at the leaves up on the tree. I love my shaky puddin' and I hope that she loved me, boys. Hope that she loved me. Thank you.
some, stopped by to say hello. They wanted my shaky pudding, and I told them both to go, boys, told them both to go.
Guy Davis, the album Skunk Mellow. He talks about the pudding in England being stiff and giving you a stiff upper lip. But the pudding you should eat should be the soft, shaky pudding, the ones you mould with your hand. I think I know where he's coming from. Yeah, the album came out about a year ago. He was a guest on the show about the same time, towards the end of the middle of last year, and that's Shaky Pudding. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. If you would like to drop me a line, wherever you are in the world, great to hear from you. dave.raven@bfbs.com. Don't forget Otis Taylor, our guest next week. And if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll get an advance one, an extra one, around the middle of the week, which will be Otis in conversation together with the music, unedited and exactly as it was recorded. And if you want to know how to subscribe to the podcast, it's pretty simple. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page, bfbs.com/rnb, three letters of the alphabet, Raven and Blues, and there you will see how to subscribe, all the other shows, chance to listen to them all over again, whatever. Let's close. We've had a couple of Harrises with Corey Harris and Odell Harris, and let's close with one of my favourites, and that's Winoni Harris. I love the music, the jump music of Winoni Harris. The album Mr. Blues is coming to town, and to close the programme, this one is called Wine, Wine, Sweet Wine. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Wine, wine, sweet wine, you sure have been a friend of mine. When all my friends left me, you stuck by me all the time. Wine, wine, sweet wine, you sure can make a man change his mind. Every time I leave the woman in love, you make me try one more time. A friend in need, is surely a friend in need. Since I met you, sweet wine, you're the only friend I'll ever need. Wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, you're the only friend that I can find. And when I need consolation, I can call on you anytime, any old